Oh, how I like that last song with all those lyrics. Isn't that interesting and wonderful that Jesus walks and talks and he stands beside us and with us in the fire? And sometimes that's what we go through, but thank the Lord, we know him. I always like to look at the lyrics. They're just awesome. Now, before I go into the message this morning, I'd like to just talk to you a few minutes. I haven't been behind this pulpit since last October, so I'm not going to roast you, I'm going to roast myself. So I just thought for fun, this past week I had some interesting things come up. You know, age kind of comes up when you're in the 60s club. Don't go there. Try not to go there. Girls, don't go to the 60s club because it ain't really a whole lot of fun. But recently, Gene and I, we were coming up from Pittsburgh, so we came through Sarver, and we were at a stop light, so it was red light, and I was talking to her. My mind was on what I was saying, and the light turned green, and she said, go, and I thought she said, oh. So I'm still sitting at the green light, you know, talking. You know, when you get a little bit older, things start getting a little bit slower up here. And I shouldn't be saying these things with John here, John Alwine here, because he'll go back and tell our friend Chris. I know, but I had it written down. It was, here it is. So, let's see. Oh, yeah, so Jean, so I'm on the road, and Jean says to me, she says, you know, because I have trouble with directions, north, south, east, west. I was born and raised in Erie, so if you take me to Erie, I can get around. But outside of that, I'll get lost in a hospital. Oh, man, I just can't seem to get my directions. So she says, you know, she says, this is all happened this last week. She said, you know, she says, God's gifted you with some things, but he hasn't gifted you with a compass in your head. So then this past Thursday, you know, I we're in praise practice. One of the praise team members, and I won't say names. I mean, I think he's a wonderful bass guitar player, but I won't name names. No, I'm not naming names. He says, you know, you're not in your prime. I took off my hat and said, yeah, this is one reason. I mean, you know, age just happens to us, you know. There was a time I had a full head of hair, and I had pictures to prove it, but that's all. That's all. Oh, my goodness. So then I come in this morning. Now, this caps it off. This caps it off. So I come in this morning, and I've got this tiger eye bolo tie on because I like the stone. And Jean begged me, almost begged me not to wear it. But I like the stone. So I'm back there talking to Georgia. She says, hey. Now, we all know Georgia's not in her 30s. And Georgia says, hey, my grandfather wore one of those. This has been my week of awakening. I have two things before we open with the word. I have two things to say. I have two things going for me. One, I have a brother, a wonderful brother who loves the Lord, and he's 3 years older than me, and he's very sharp. He's always been a good thinker. And I think, well, he's 3 years ahead of me, and he's still doing really well mentally, doing so good. I thought, well, maybe I have the same genes. So, you know, it's like my fingers are crossed. So, you know, I have that going for me. Now, all of us have this going for you on the spiritual side. Look at this scripture. If you want to look at it with me in Proverbs 20:27, I think it's really amazing. I don't hear anyone bring it out, but I think it's an awesome verse. Because we can't stop the age process in our bodies and in our minds, you know. But here in Proverbs 20:27, it says, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, the spirit of man. So the spirit that God's give us, the spirit that God's give us, and we have in our soulish realm, in our spirit realm, it never grows old. You hear me say these kind of things, but it's true. I'm not just saying these things. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. This isn't my message. But the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. So, see, God's lamp doesn't go out. His light doesn't go out. So we live on. Absent from the body is present with the Lord. So, you know, it's just wonderful, you know, because even though we live in this life, and all of us, you know, are facing things as we get older, thank the Lord, our spirit can mature and it never dies. If you would, on your bulletins, you'll see where I'm reading out of our main text in Ezekiel chapter 34. And I started this, I think last fall, and I mentioned it, and I thought, oh, my mind can't get away from it. And I feel kind of guilty because there's a lot of bullet points. And I like expository messages and stories, but there's some bullet points here that I think is we incredible that we really need to get. I titled this Showers of Blessing, and it's in our main text here. Let's look at it. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 25. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will make a covenant of peace with them and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, and they will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. I will make them the places all around my heel a blessing, and I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. You know, as Christians, oftentimes I hear people say, oh, as a Christian, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't go this way, I can't go there. You know, it's like you're so limited as a Christian. And oftentimes people think that Christians just have a lot of no's. I remember one time someone saying, oh, everything in a Christian life is no. No, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. But I want to bring out this morning a lot of yeses. And I want to bring out this morning a lot of blessings that you and I as believers or those that don't know God can have if they'll but believe. God has all kinds of things in store for us if we can not only believe them but accept them. And you know, it's hard to accept them when you're going through a trial. It's really hard. It's hard when you're down to believe it. But we accept this by faith and we believe it deep down in our hearts. So even when we go through trials and go through things, we can hang on to them. But blessings and promises are yours and we can benefit from them. And here are some of the blessings that God has for us. He can give us peace. You know, I have markers in my Bible right here. I got them and I was going to open them. But, you know, it'd be easier for me and be a little more interactive. I'd like to know if some of you would just look up a scripture for me. We'll just go through this just slightly different this morning. Jeff, would you look up Romans 5:5? And when we get to it, I'll let you know. Romans 5:5. Heather, would you mind looking up Romans 15:13? Romans 15:13. Jill, would you please look up 1 Corinthians 2:16? I have these marked, but it's just let's just do this because I want to flow through this without and get you home by 2 o'clock. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Jean, would you get Colossians 1:13? Colossians 1:13. And then I just have one more. There's a lot of scriptures, but these are the ones that I think are so important. I want to read them. And do I have a volunteer for 1 John 4:4? 1 John 4:4, volunteer. All right. So going back up to God has these blessings and promises for those that are his and for those that trust him, believe him, and accept it. So we can hear these promises, but we have to take them and accept them. Peace. You have peace with God. Romans talks about peace. So peace is a yes. You can have joy. Joy, you can be filled with joy in peace. And, you know, you can get happy, but joy is something that I think is deep down. God gives us that joy and that peace that passes all understanding. Sometimes the world doesn't understand how we can believe and have a peace in a time of turmoil. You know, I watch the news a lot too, and you know, I feel a lot. But somehow in our soulish realm, God wants us to have this peace and joy and love. Love that fills our hearts. Love for others. You know, it's easy to love those that love us, but we need to love those that don't love us. We need to exhibit these. We can have freedom. And, you know, I don't think freedom is just a freedom on earth. We freedom in our spirit. Freedom from sin. Free from those things that entangle us. Free from the chains and the bonds that the devil likes to place on us. He changes us and he gives that to us. So that's not a no. That's a yes. It's a benefit of God's word. It's showers of blessing. It's almost like blessings of blessings. How many remember that song, Count Your Blessings? Count them. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God has done. Who had Romans 5:5? Go ahead and read that, Jeff.
And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who he has given us.
When I read that scripture at home, I thought, wow, he doesn't disappoint us. Isn't that amazing? I know these are simple truths, but I want to. I don't like to hear people think that everything in a Christian life is no. I don't see it that way. I see it as he gives us freedom and hope, and he doesn't disappoint us, and he gives us these things, and he gives us life. He says, "You are dead to sin, but alive to God." He's taken us from old ways into new ways, and now we're alive under God. We're not going to read it, but that's in Colossians 2:13. He gives us grace. Even when we don't think we have it, God gives us grace. Even when we think, you know, we can't do this, I think God puts it in us, we can do this. He gives us a calling, and it's a divine calling. God calls us, and he says we have showers of blessing. I'll put you, he said in Ezekiel, I'll make you a blessing. I'll cause them to come down in your season. Not all seasons are blessings, but when they come, we can rejoice and praise the Lord for who he is and what he's done. And even in times of trouble, we can think back and we can praise the Lord for all that he has done. He gives us newness. You are being conformed to Christ's image. Wow, that's a message in itself. You're being conformed to God's image. Romans 8:29. I'm going to leave Dave Love preach that one the next time. You are conformed to God's image. That's for him. Romans 8:29. He'll speak on that next time. We're all friends, so we just kid each other. For who had 1 Corinthians 2:16? Okay. Think about what she just said. Think about what she just read. I mean, we take it really lightly sometimes. I think we need to listen to that verse because it gives us something that is beyond what we humanly think of and what we... I'm going to ask you to read that again, Jill. Read that again. Listen to what it says. I mean, we could stop right there. I mean, think about it. God's word is saying we have the mind of Christ. Wow. So when he saves us and changes us and transforms us and gives us a born-again experience, he puts in us the Holy Spirit and we can have the mind of Christ. That blows me away because I don't feel like I'm there. I want to be there. But we can be there. He says we can claim it. We can have the mind of Christ. And that's New Testament, not Old Testament. We're living in the New Testament. We're living under grace. Wow, think about it. That's a yes. That's a big yes. We can have the mind of Christ. I don't know if you're getting this, but I'll tell you what, there are promises and blessings that I think are just amazing. I'm not saying that because I'm saying it. It's the word of God. We have an inheritance. You are a child. You are joint heir with him. We were once lost children and strangers to God, but if you know the Lord, now you're a child of him. You're a king. Wow, you're a queen. You're a child of him, a son and daughter of God. Amazing. I want you to know, I want you to leave your encouraged this morning that there's a lot of blessings, a lot of showers of blessings that God has for us. If we can but realize it, take it, and believe it and accept it. We have spiritual victory. We have redemption. We're enriched. You are enriched in everything. You have strength. You can be strengthened by his might. You have wisdom. You have wisdom and righteousness and sanctification. And the Bible says if you lack wisdom, if you don't have an answer, then ask. And sometimes that comes in different ways and different forms. We've all had really low spots. I can remember in January, I had a meltdown. It happened to be on a praise team night. In 15 years, I never had such a meltdown. It had to do with a family issue, had to do with my mom. And I want to tell you something. When you have a meltdown, and I want to tell you, and I say this honestly, publicly, humility. I asked Dennis, and I had a meltdown. I just had an honest to goodness, earthly meltdown. Something that was going on in my life, and I was at a very low spot, and I asked for help. And you know what? He helped me. And you know what? Whenever you get to a place where you can't feel like you can find an answer, then you go to somebody. I don't care who it is. You go to your brothers or sisters. Or you go to me, or you go to Gene, or you go to Dennis, or Dave, or, it doesn't matter who you go to. But do not let the earthly things change your life for the worse. Because I felt like my heart was dropping. I felt like that night, I publicly admit. So see, that's why I said, we're just friends here. I'm no one special. The only thing that's special about me, I think, is that I believe in the Word of God, and I believe that the joy of the Lord is my strength. I believe that. And so I pick myself. Now, let me tell you this. If you don't want a straight answer, don't go to him. I mean, don't go to, if you really don't want an answer and you just want comfort and a pat on the shoulder, just go. Come to me. Don't go to him. Or go to Judy, you know. Or go to Gene. Because they're the peacemakers, Judy and Gene, you know. I'm just being honest and real this morning. Oh, my goodness. I get tears in my eyes. I don't know if they're joy or tears of sin. I think they're tears of joy. I don't know how else to do this. I just be honest here and open, you know. I mean, this is real life. Is this not real life? Yeah, and so, you know, it helped me. He helped me, and the Word of God helped me. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So when you want something, then we have to find an answer. And I honestly convinced that there's an answer somewhere in the depths of despair. That's why the psalmist is always saying, when my feet slipped, I looked up to the hills from whence comes my help. So that's where our help really comes from. And that's where growth comes from. That's why the older we get, we might age in our body and we're having some trouble with some things. But I think in our spirit that we read in Proverbs, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. Our spirits grow. Isn't that interesting? Our spirits get older in a sense that they get more mature. Our spirits grow. Our hearts grow. Our intellect in the spiritual realm is, you know, picks up. So even though our bodies might get down, our spirits rise up. And what does it rise up? I didn't have anyone to look this up, but I want this read. Ephesians 2:6. Would someone look up, who would like to look up Ephesians 2:6 for us? Ephesians. Dennis, please. Ephesians 2:6. I think it's so important. I wasn't going to read this, but now I want to. Amazing to me, amazing verse, amazing yes, amazing blessing. So when you get that, go ahead, Dennis.
And he raised us up together with him when we believed and seated us with him in a heavenly place because we are in Christ Jesus.
Wow, isn't that cool? He sits, makes us sit in heavenly places. I'm encouraged by that. I'm encouraged by that. He makes us sit in heavenly places. No matter where you are, no matter where you're in life, no matter where you live, no matter what you have or don't have, he makes you sit in heavenly places. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful. That's the word of God. It's beautiful for us. Because in him is fullness. We have access to God. Ephesians 2:18, for you that write things down, we have access to an almighty living God. Triumph. You can triumph in him. You have the power in him. You have the boldness in him. And you have the gifting, whatever it is. It can be small, large, one, many. But it's you know, it profits the body of Christ when you use your gifts for him. Completeness. You are complete in him. Who had Colossians 1:13? Who was reading that? Oh, go ahead and read that, please.
For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son.
Transferred us from the kingdom. We find deliverance from the darkness and into his marvelous light. Isn't that great? Living the call. Be light in the darkness. He gives that to us. That's not a no. That's a yes. So many yeses to being a son or a child of God, a daughter of God. Wow. Knowledge, you can be filled with knowledge from him. You are the light. You are the child of the light. If you want a scripture for that, I'm not going to read it, but in 1 Thessalonians 5:5, you can find that. Your holiness, you are cleansed and set apart for God's purposes. You are set apart. We're special. We're special. Because we're his. Not because we're special in ourselves, but we're in a family. It's called the family of God. We're in a family. Isn't it great to be in God's family? I pray for those that are not. I was so glad. I didn't realize that there was, till someone said this something this morning, I didn't realize there was so many Christians in Ukraine. And Jean knows a pastor, or heard of a pastor in the center of Ukraine. And wow, let's pray for them. I mean, I know you have been, but you know, that's just, you know, really on my heart. Oh, God, you got to intervene. You got to intervene. We got to give everything to him. We, none of us know what we face in life. Everything has to be him. 20%, 40%, 60%, 80%, or 100%. It's all of our own choices. Man, we need to give God 100%. Prosper. You can be in prosper. You can prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, according to, near the end of the Bible, 3 John chapter, or 3 John 2, you'll find we can prosper even as our soul prospers. So that's a yes. Blessings. Showers is plural. Showers of blessing. And our last scripture, who was reading 1 John 4:4? Thanks, Joanne. makes me smile. Come on. Grasp. Let's grasp what she's saying. Let's grasp what the Word of God has given us. If she doesn't mind, I'd like her to read that again. Listen to what it's saying. I want us to get that in our hearts and deep in our spirit. Listen to what it's saying. Go ahead, Joanne. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Wow. That can take you to new places, elevate you to new places, and help you to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Wow. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. They made a song out of that. I think that should be one of our next songs that we sing on the praise team. Greater is he that's in you. Man, that wouldn't be great. We're going to get our bass singer over here and in on that song. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Let's thank the Lord this morning for the blessings and showers of blessings and the yeses and the things that God has for his people. They're not no's, but they're promises, and they're ours if we claim them. Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for everything that's said and done. We thank you for each one that are here. We thank you, Lord, for everything that's been sung and said and for communion and for what you're doing in our lives. And Lord, I pray that Lord, help us to realize that you have showers of blessings today and tomorrow and next week. If we can only claim them, Lord, we thank you for that we're picking fruit from the tree that's good. We want to pick good fruit. We just thank you, Lord. We pray that the Word of God that we've read and saw today, God, will just make us abound and enlighten us to go from the path we're on to a brighter path. Because, Lord, I know that you're leading us on into brighter and better ways. Help us to lead us into a better future. And just give us grace when we lack it. Give us strength when we're weak. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord. Give us a good week, and we just glorify you in every way that we can. We just praise you, Lord. We just thank you that we know you. We pray that those that we're around will just sense and feel your spirit, and we'll pray that they will be lifted up as we live a Christian life for you in your glory. We just thank you, Lord, that you're the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.